SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. President Trump says he believes both Ukrainian President Zelensky and Russian President Putin want to end their war. President Trump is hosting Zelensky at Mar-a-Lago as part of efforts to broker an agreement that could bring an end to nearly years of fighting between Ukraine and Russia. President Trump says he believes a deal to end the war in Ukraine is near.
I really believe we're probably, Mr. President, closer than, by far closer than ever before. With both parties. We had sometimes when he was close and President Putin wasn't. Then when President Putin was close and he wasn't, you saw that in the White House. But I think they both want to see it happen.
The two biggest credit card companies are reporting 4% growth in U.S. holiday retail sales.
Visa and MasterCard released the figures, showing that consumers largely shrugged off their economic worries. According to the data, shoppers were more deliberate with their purchases by shopping early and leaning on promotions to get the best deals. Sales of electronics like TVs and smartphones led spending in Visa transactions, while MasterCard said its card users focused on clothing and jewelry. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Orovec says a sharp change in temperature is being brought on by the colder air coming in.
There are going to be some really big temperature changes over the next several days. The high temperature today across Dallas is forecast to be in the lower 80s. But tomorrow, by Monday, the temperatures are in the middle 40s. And something and similar also across like Little Rock. Temperatures today, 72 on Sunday, and then 35 for a high on Monday. So that typically, the blue norther typically describes the very cold air that moves southward across the middle part of the country.
California has dropped a lawsuit against the Trump administration. This is SRN News. Mom is taking the lead in children's spiritual formation.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 39% of mothers in this country say they are leading their kids' religious upbringing, compared to just 17% of fathers who say they are taking on that job. The rest of the moms and dads who responded to the poll say they're sharing the task of teaching their youngsters about their faith. Other surveys indicate the kids who are introduced to religion early tend to stick with it later in life. Michael Harrington reporting.
An attempt by Israeli authorities to write a routine parking ticket in an ultra-Orthodox neighborhood in Jerusalem turned violent this month as members of the community quickly gathered to protest, attacking and injuring 13 police officers. The violence reflects growing tensions between the Israeli authorities and the ultra-Orthodox as the government mulls plans to draft them into the military. This is SRN News. Giant Lazy Susans are bringing people together at a cherished Mississippi restaurant.
The Lazy Susan, that round spinning tray that can offer up food, is making one Mississippi restaurant a big hit when it comes to dining with strangers. The Dinner Bell in Macomb only has four round tables seating 15 each, with Giant Lazy Susan spinning in the middle, offering up Southern comfort food. Owner Andre Davis.
People discovered they were related and didn't know it. They discovered they were neighbors and didn't know it.
Just ask repeat customer Wayne Dyson.
One of the best parts about coming to eat here is you get to meet new family every time you come up.
The restaurant's been around since 1915 and it's known for its fried eggplant. I'm Julie Walker.
After the crystal ball drops on New Year's Eve in the Big Apple, it will rise again, sparkling in red, white, and blue. More details at srnnews.com.